What is slow? 24. What is the purpose of 24?
Decorating Srimati Radhika's face with tilak musk.
I am fearing to discuss about all these things. This is the thing like topmost Raranga. No?
We can ask questions now.
First, ask question, then me. What question?
Nothing.
Then me. Huh? We will read it. What is
it? I have one question about preaching. Topics of Raganuga Bhakti can only be discussed with people who have greed for it. So, we in ISKCON will be preaching to devotees and non-devotees who don't have that greed. Therefore, we cannot speak about Gopi Manjari and Baba Mai and all these things in Vilakkosamanjari. So, my question is that because we are preachers, how can we be enthusiastic if we cannot, if we have to keep this a secret, what we are learning from you, and we cannot preach?
We should advance very slowly, by and by. Not last topic. We should try to create greed to common devotees. Like Prahlad Maharaj Charitra, like Vritrasu Upakhyan, 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavat, besides Rasleela is there, keeping away, we can create some Shraddha and also to greed to hear all these pastimes. In Prachar, only we can do. And in Prachar especially, we will preach that this world is mundane. We should be far away from all these things. Only this can be preached. And if there are devotees, we can also give them idea of Dasharas, that is Narad and Vyas dialogue and all these things. These are for preachings. And especially those who have Shraddha and doing Vaidhi Bhakti accordingly. By and by, So then we can tell Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu first Purva Vibhag only. And Chaitanya Charitamrita. So that they may have some more Shraddha and greed towards this. And if there is something greed, then something we can tell. If there is nothing, I will tell this. They will not fruit good fruit. So we should carefully. No manjari, nothing. I fear here also. Actually no greed. Some person. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told so many things in Bhajan Rahasya. Have you seen Bhajan Rahasya in English? No. Very valuable thing. What are on earth?
How many kinds of anartha?
What are the definitions? How to escape? After these things, also some more things he has given. So we should preach all these things to various category of bhakti. So many kinds of Hari Katha is there. So we should think what is proper to preach in what class of person. Understand?
Yes.
Those who have nothing, what is the mool, what is the main lakshan
symptom
of lobha? Lobha has no reason, actually. By association of rasik bhakta, by hearing the past tense, by seeing the vigraha beautifulness, a greed can come. But when greed comes, there is a greed, no qualification is seen there. In any stage, a man can have greed to have all these things. But when greed comes, there are so many symptoms of greed. The symptom of asakti is symptom of lobha. Greed begins from asakti. If a man has asakti, he has greed, then we should know that he is starting from asakti. Koto halla karche re.
Upore.
তুমি যেতে পারো না?
Just if you could clarify one thing you said. You said that greed can come at any stage. And then you also said that when one has greed, that is a shakti. Can you?
Shakti?
Asakti.
So can you clarify that? Because you said greed can come at any stage.
Greed at any stage it can come. But when greed comes,
then
they sometimes will be saying that yes, this is actual greed. Then it is the stage of asakti. That so many, then he will not be attracted to anything of this world, beauty, wealth, or wealth or anything. Before he has done everything, and when this greed will come, by the association of Rasik Vaishnava, so there is a result, there is a fruit mixing in the society of Vaishnava. Before he was so and so, as Bilva Mangal, he was Durachari. But when he got this greed, he became so high. No thought except Krishna. How Krishna will be received? How I can have a darshan of Krishna? Only this thought came. All things gone. When there anything came in his heart to enjoy anything, he took kanta and gave it him. No hesitation. This is the actual symptom of greed. It will come gradually. Shantir abhartha kalaptam viraktir manu sunyata asa bandha smut kantha nam dhani sadaruki always. So, Vaidhi Bhakti should be priest only. Not bhakti, but in preaching mostly what are opposite to bhakti, we should not do. This is priest, nothing else. What is this world? What is this maya? We should not be in maya. But hardly very good fellows, qualified persons, they should be taught the inner motive of bhakti, also Vaidhi Bhakti. Prahlad Maharaj, the upakhyan is Vaidhi Bhakti. Narad, Vaidhi Bhakti. Narad and Vyas, all Vaidhi Bhakti. But these are so hidden things in this. So this can be preached to qualified person. And unqualified person, illusory maya, what is maya, this should be escaped. What is the use of taking name or doing bhakti? Only this. And with those persons who have greed, all these things, very in hidden way we should take it. I know that I am doing wrong, but yet I am doing it. So many men come and they want to hear. কালকে আমরা ওখানে কি বলছিলাম সকালবেলা ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুরের কথা নিয়ে চারটে না পাঁচটি কি কথা মনশিক্ষা হ্যাঁ ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর ফার্স্ট উই শুড একবারে লাগাম ছেড়ে দিয়ে যেরকম ঘোড়া দৌড়াইছে ওরকম we all have kapatata you are also kapati kapati you know dharma prajjita kaitava what is the meaning of kaitava cheating we are all cheaters you are very good teacher I also myself all are cheaters we are not cheating anyone another person we are cheating myself ourselves those who cheat others they cheat may cheat but we are cheating ourselves how if I want some wealth pratistha pratistha you know
fame
fame name all these things wealth and we cheat others to gather these things it means we are cheating ourselves no he is not cheated we are cheated so we are cheaters there are three kinds of sadhak first are
Svanishtha
Parinishthita and Nirapeksh there are three kinds of sadhak follow me Svanishtha those who are in varnashram dharma following all these things they love their parents children wives and they do everything according to vaidik riti following vaidik sat karma they are doing not apakarma kukarma but they are doing sat karma and also they are doing bhakti to krishna living in varnashram dharma they are doing bhakti of krishna they are swanishtha swa means swa dharma means varnashram dharma no swa means this body is swa and for this what they are called vaidik karma that is varnashram dharma is swa dharma chaitanya mahaprabhu has asked Rai Ramananda and the first shlok was this those who live in varnashram dharma and follow and also they do bhakti to krishna this is main way by which we can have the pleasure to please krishna but mahaprabhu said that yo bhajya so living in varnashram dharma we follow totally varnashram dharma and we also follow what we should not do no then and doing worship of krishna or doing bhakti to krishna but we are doing only bhakti is not prominent varnashram is prominent yeah. this is swanishtha and parinishthita parinishthita means they are also grihastha but something in upper stage they have come and something nishthita nishtha is there is a chance that nishtha is to come or nishtha has come out. These bhaktas are, grihastha bhaktas are parinishthita. And those who have left varnashram dharma and only bhakti they are doing, samana kirtan smaran bandhan padu sevan, they are nirpeksha. The difference between swanisht and parinishthita is there, that swanisht, they are prominent in varnashram dharma, and their Krishna bhakti is secondary. But in parinishthita, bhakti is prominent and varnashram dharma is, they are following only to serve Krishna. But they are not fully rejecting varnashram dharma. Anukul varnashram dharma. In three there are kapatata. There is cheating. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told that first we should be nishkapat. We should not be cheater at all. We should leave cheating. Swanishta, क्या चीज क्या बतलाया स्वनिष्ठ का
He wants to be recognized as being very religious.
हाँ They want name, fame, wealth, everything. And they make so think that all should tell that I am bhakta. This kapatta should be lived. Naito. You can have a copy or rakhbo na? Rakhbo keno? These are very important things.
I know Nirapeksha.
You know Nirapeksha?
He wants others to think he's very pure, he's very knowledgeable in the scripture, he's very advanced.
These are kapatata. If they are not, yet three are actually not living all these kapatata, and they know that we are very, very intelligent. I know more than them. This drowns himself in the ocean of samsara and keep very far away from bhakti. So, at first, all these things should be driven out from our heart. Then we should read below. Otherwise, we will take all these things and use for material things. And this is called Sahajiya. They swanishta, they pretend that I am doing bhakti, and pretending always they try material what sukh
happiness
not happiness
enjoyment
good Mahaprasadam, good clothing, good shoes, good all these things. Everything they want to enjoy, but pretending that this is Mahaprasad, this is for
service, for my service.
Service, because I will be ill, all these things. But we want to enjoy. Enjoyment is there in the root. What they will do, they will do for enjoyment. They will not do seva of any Niskinchan Vaishnava. They will serve Vishayi. Vishayi, you know, a rich person. Whether they are against bhakti, but they will always serve them, and they will always try to please them. They want to learn anything, vidya, education. They want education. But they learn only kutarka. Kutarka means...
Okay.
Kutarka means
logic
and all, bad logic. How? Why? This is... And they want virakta vesh. Virakta vesh, you know? Sadhu vesh. For jad pratistha.
For material fame.
Material
name and fame.
Yeah. Kanak kamini pratistha. Parinisthita. They want to show themselves as a parinisthita. But they are not parinisthita. No? They, parinisthita, they want bhakta sangha, but actually they don't want. From outside they want, but internally they want sat to have association of satkarmi, jnani, yogi, vishayi, bhogi, rich persons and all these things. And in nirpeksha, they think themselves to be very high class of Vaishnava. They don't think that anyone is Vaishnava. This is Kapatata. We should know that all are Vaishnava. If all are not Vaishnava, but Vaishnava is Vaishnava. Yeah? But they have this quality to understand that we are only Vaishnava. No are like me. They try some ways.
Dress.
Tilak, mala, sannyas ways, brahmachari ways, they try upon this. Not of bhakti thought. If they are doing, this is kapatta, cheating of himself. If he is parinisthita Vaishnava, nirpeksha Vaishnava, he should not store anything except jivan nirbha. Jivan nirbha means
maintenance
of life. And very thing. Aapko samajh aaya? Ab usse baat chit karenge. बस वाले से ठीक है जो कितना और देना हमारा है। जीवन निर्वाहोपयोगी माने वी शुड हैव समथिंग ओनली फॉर मेंटेनिंग ऑफ लाइफ नॉट फॉर संग्रह कलेक्टिंग। We should not have any association willingly to have any association of istrisham, mane feminine gender. That we are doing some pretending that we are making programs her in this bhakti call. Hari Mandir, living Hari Mandir, Vaishnava Sangh, we should not go hither and thither. We should preach, but when we should stay, we should try to stay in Vaishnava Association. And always you should be in the guidance of Vaishnava. So, at first this should be done. And then, gradually we should go up if there is greed towards all these things. This is for sadhak and sadhya both. Those who are Siddha and those who are sadhak. Sadhak will have greed to in these things. And those who are Siddha, they will try to remember all these things. We take 34 slokas. दत्तः प्रलम्बारी प्रलम्ब रिपुणोद्भट्ट शङ्खचूड नासप्रत्योषि प्रतोषि हृदयं मधुमङ्गलस्य हस्ति नजः सुमुखि कौसुभमित्रमेतम् किं ते समन्तकमणिं तरलं करिष्ये। What is the meaning?
Oh, beautiful faced one.
To Radhika, she is telling. Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari, she is telling to Srimati Radhika Prem. What?
Will I make the Shyamantaka jewel, which after the death of proud Shankachuda was given by Balaram to cheerful-hearted Madhu Mangal, which Madhu Mangal with his own hand gave to you, and which since has become the friend of the Kostubha jewel, the central jewel in your necklace.
Now, in this slope, only there is nothing from outwardly. What is there? Again, without seeing book, you can explain. What is in that this is slow?
The history of the of the jewel.
Huh.
Who got it and who gave it to who and how Radharani got the jewel. Huh.
This is thing. What is the rest there? Nothing. Actually nothing, it seems. But jewel has come from a rasa ocean. Here he is telling that Krishna has done hatya of Sankhachuda.
Killed
Sankhachuda. And he snatched the samanta of Madin from the head of
Sankhachuda.
And it was given by Krishna's elder brother Baldev to Madhumangal. And Madhumangal gave it to Srimati Radhika, you. No? But only these things are. Is there anything?
Yeah.
What? What there is?
Actually, Krishna wanted to give it to Srimati Radhika. But he feared in the presence of the others that they'll become jealous. So, Baladeva is the older brother, so the younger
one
brother.
One day I have told you.
I don't know anything.
But not only these things. Not only these things. Now we should go in
deep.
Datta Pralambari. Here, two persons. One Krishna. Pralamba Ari and Sankhachuda Ari. No? Do Ari. Ari means?
Enemy.
There are two persons. Here is he has written Pralamba. And then Ari. And Sankhachuda Ari. One is Pralamba Ari, man? Balaram has killed. No? And Sankhachuda Ari is Krishna. Krishna has killed Sankhachuda. No? Pralamba means Kapataka. That I told.
Cheater.
Pralamba. He made a base of sadhu base, sakha base. No? He made as if he was a sakha of Krishna. He was going to cheat Krishna, Baladev and all boys. No? He was friend of Kansa. Sankhachuda is not kapati, but he is kami. Understanding?
Yes.
What is coming?
Lusty.
He stole Srimati Radhika and all gopis. Once there was holy time. How Baldev killed Pralamba, you know perhaps. Here Sankhachuda, this is the history of pastime of Govardhan Hill, Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, near there. It is the time of Holi. All Sudam, Subal, Madhumangal were with Krishna and Baladev also. And all Lalita Visakha, all gopis were there. They have abir in their hands, kumkum. You know kumkum? A reddish thing. And they have pichkari. What is this?
Syringe.
Syringe. Syringe. But not a little syringe.
Big one.
Big syringe. And all there so much priests offered prayers. Krishna was coming, running away towards Srimati Radhika to give kumkum on the mouth of Srimati Radhika. Visakha, Lalita and all there
were. Attend him. Obstruct him.
What? we are giving badha. What is the meaning?
Pushing Krishna away.
Pushing Krishna away, that he should not come. Huh? And there was so much a struggle, not a struggle, prema kala. Anyhow, Krishna wanted to defeat all gopis and to reach to Srimati Radhika. Yeah? And gopi were of giving,
trying to obstruct
Krishna. But all were so much pleased, all were laughing and everything was going. Then Krishna failed at last. Gopi checked Krishna. Then he took that great syringe and he gave rang
color
to Srimati Radhika. While he is trying to give that color, Krishna has pointed something. No? And gopis are also having syringe. All gopis are helping Srimati Radhika. And all boys are helping Krishna. This is a ranga kala. All were so in a good mood, all there. No? At the same moment, it can be, this person can be increased in so much. But there are going on this pastime. What was the position of gopis and Krishna and how they were sleeping? So, at the same moment, Shankhachur came and he hid himself in a kunj. And from there he was sipping all these things. If a man is not on the same platform where there are gopis and Krishna, he will have bad ideas, worldly these things, like Sahajiyas. So he has agreed to have all gopis with him. He was not in that world. But all the gopis, the friends of Krishna, Subal, Sidham, Madhumangal, they are helping Krishna to make him more enjoyment, to please Krishna. And gopis are making their efforts so that Srimati Radhika should be pleased. They are in the same level of Krishna. Shankhachur is neither any sadhak bhakta or siddha bhakta. He was in opposite. He was demon. So he became furious to Krishna that my bhojan, food is enjoying Krishna. So he became so much envy, envy, and become so much krodhi, crowd,
angry.
And he, at once, he was seeing any chance to go there. At last, Krishna was hidden anywhere. At the same time moment, gopi was pressing Krishna, where is Krishna? At the same time, Shankhachur came and took Srimati Radhika on his. And he took any vriksha, tree, uprooted, and began to drive all gopis like
cows.
Not cows, sheep. As a head. And all were doing and crying and weeping. Srimati also was crying. Yet she has power to
destroy
all in a second. But Krishna pastime will not be by this. So they were weeping as worldly
girls.
Krishna heard their weeping. She came out of Punjab and said that he is flying, she is running with getting Srimati Radhika and driving all gopis. Driving means? Driving all gopis and they are crying and going. Then Krishna ran after him. Baldev Prabhu also ran after him. Both ran after him. He left the gopis and took only Srimati Radhika. This is best beautiful. I should take here. So Krishna told Baldev Prabhu that keep them raksha.
Protect them.
And I am coming, just killing this demon. So he ran after. Krishna is coming more and more advancing towards me and he is about to catch me. So he
put down
Srimati Radhika and fly away. But Krishna yet not stayed there. She followed him. And after all, he caught hold of Sankachu and he